Good evening. We're live outside the county courthouse, where tonight a vigil is being held for Paul the Rooster. Friends, neighbors, and supporters have gathered with candles and flowers to honor the beloved bird's life and to call for accountability in his death.
Paul was gentle. He'd follow the kids around the neighborhood like a puppy.
None of us can wrap our heads around somebody doing that to him.
Wandered the neighborhood, crowed in the mornings. He didn't deserve this.
Whoever did this is sick. You don't just take a life like that.
Authorities have captured the so-called evil chicken killer. The suspect, known locally as Battle Dwarf, is now in custody. We go live to the scene.
How many birds, man? How many farms?
Chief Davis, can you walk us through how this case finally broke? What led detectives to the suspect?
Sure. It came down to a mistake on his part. He went live on a streaming platform a few weeks ago, thinking he was talking to friends. During that broadcast, he not only bragged about the killings, he admitted he ate the victim.
I had a rooster like that named Paul that I ended up having to actually shoot. So he had to be terminated.
Turned into stew?
Yeah.
Had fried chicken that night.
Paul was terminated.
We're on Cole Road in Springfield Township at the property of the man residents now call the Motown Chicken Murderer. Tonight, sheriff's deputies and forensic teams have uncovered dozens of chicken remains buried in the yard behind me. Investigators tell us many of the bones show signs of butchering and were likely cooked and eaten.
You're known as the Motown Chicken Murderer. We understand you ate your victims. Why?
Because they were so tasty! Is that a chicken wing in your pocket? On the floor, now!
Let's move them out.
You heard him, let's go.
Save me a drumstick!
We go now live to the courtroom where the man dubbed the Motown Chicken Murderer appears before the judge.
So how does your client plead?
Not guilty, Your Honor, by reason of insanity.
I did! I told you I did it!
The man police dubbed the Motown Chicken Murderer is scheduled to be executed in the electric chair tonight at the state prison. Convicted 11 years ago of killing and eating scores of backyard chickens across Detroit, he spent his final day on death row without remorse.